Phone Boy Speaks, episode 558, Rooting for Cablevision.
One of the reasons that cable television is so expensive is because the companies that produce the channels sell them in blocks to cable companies, and it's essentially an all or nothing thing in a lot of the cases, right? So if you want access to the networks that everybody wants, which is like a handful of them, you also have to take all these other channels that people don't necessarily want, and so it's a big stupid game. And of course the cable companies are, there's been some issues with this where cable companies have said, fine, we're not going to take it. And some smaller companies have done it because the cost of those channels, of course, the cable company pays for those channels and then, passes those costs on to the consumer. And so what you end up with is, with 500 channels and nothing on, which is, the state of cable television for, a very long time. And I didn't realize that there was actually a lawsuit over this, but apparently, Cablevision, which is a cable company, and I think in the New York area, sued Viacom over this practice. This is basically anti-competitive, and it's illegal bundling basically, and so. This lawsuit is ongoing, and there was Viacom tried to get the lawsuit thrown out, and basically the federal judge came in at the end of last week and said, the lawsuit can go forward. Now it's a question about whether it's legal or not, and I'm of the opinion that. The whole system is screwed up, right? And it's it's like, for example, in my cable system, right? I think I pay about $25 a month for basic cable, right? And no expanded channels whatsoever. I think the most high end thing I might get is Discovery, and I'm surprised I get that, quite honestly, but. It's the next phase up is significantly more money, and I get significantly more channels as a result, right? But it's more than double the price that I'm paying, right? So it's not just 50, and I'm talking about the standard list price. I'm not talking about the stupid promos that they run and change every all the time, right? So, and I hate playing that game with the cable companies. I wish they'd just offer everybody one price and be done, but they play this game Needless to say, this is another one of those. I hate the cable company rants, but so I hope Cablevision actually wins this lawsuit. Who knows how long it's going to actually take for this to play out in the courts? But go Cablevision, because I really would like to see this bundling go away. Or maybe what will happen is enough people will just tell their cable companies to go bugger off. I mean, if the economy doesn't improve and other costs keep going up, I mean, people may look at their cable television and go, I'm sorry, I can't pay that anymore. I can't pay $200 a month. For TV, it's not worth it. I mean, if I had an extra $200 a month, I certainly wouldn't be spending it on television. But anyway, this is so good luck to Cablevision. I guess this is one of the few times I'm rooting for a cable company, but I hope they win this one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.